If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. I am Diane Allen, your host. My roles as ambassador, author, speaker, and intuitive mentor for bright and talented people are woven into each episode. I have the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire as I have been there and I understand your unique intensities, sensitivities, and challenges. Welcome. How joy changes things. Hi, friends. Today, we're going to talk about joy. And we're going to talk about the impact of joy on our mindset, our belief systems, and how we operate in the world. I recently was on a trip that was part work and part pleasure, and so many things came to me, so many ideas and so many conversations. And every time I would walk away thinking about joy, thinking about what makes my heart sing, what lights my fire, what gets me going. And those of you who know me know that I'm a multi-potentialite who's quite passionate. I definitely have the intensities of a twice exceptional person. So that is always obvious. And so I wanted to talk about joy and how it actually changes things. It changes our inner self. So if we take joy, we're going to break it down so that it's a manageable idea and it's just not a mental construct. One thing with intellectual people is we tend to wrap everything around in our mind and make it an intellectual concept instead of actually experiencing the feeling in our body, the emotions as they run through us, and have an experience of joy. We think joy and believe that's the experience, but that's the thought. So the first way you start really accessing your joy is you jettison what doesn't work. Be willing to let it go. And the reason why I picked the word jettison, not only because it starts with J, but because it has energy behind it. When a pilot jettisons from the plane when it's going down, he doesn't just like jump over it. It throws him out. So sometimes the things that are holding us back need to be tossed away on purpose, with intention, with focus, with energy. So jettison what doesn't work for you. That includes people, that includes relationships, places, things, clutter in your home, clutter in your mind. So begin to make the decision to start saying, if it's not serving me and it's not serving the highest good, I can let it go. I can jettison it from my life. That will give the opening for your joy, that's your natural state that's within you, to show up. The second thing we want to do is we want to omit the things that don't serve us. And we all do it. People all the time make excuses for our not-so-enlightened behavior, or we make excuses for why, well, we'll just do this bad thing just this one time. And so we want to begin to more and more omit the things that are getting in our way. And a lot of times in the clinical world, you know, people will say, well, what are you willing to do to get better? What are you willing to do? And that's a valuable question. But I also think that the equally valuable question is, what are you willing to no longer do? Because sometimes our most effective changes, our most effective growth is when we stop doing something. So it's not always about adding something new to do. It's about also evaluating what are we doing and what can we omit from our world, from our life, from our thinking, from our relationships, the things that are getting in the way. So we get rid of what doesn't serve us and we omit what isn't working for us, and then we yield. We yield to the higher principles, our higher vision for ourselves, that part of us that seeks integrity and honesty and transparency and authenticity, that part of us that wants to be aligned. So the goal here is to remove the obstacles to experiencing alignment. That means our mind and heart are tuned into each other and calm and on purpose. It means that our physical being is experiencing a sense of vitality in life. And we can begin to let joy, again, which is our natural state, come forward. And that joy can be that transformative agent in all of our conversations and our work and our family life with our friends and in our own individual life. So we start there. We start by saying, all right, let's jettison the things that are no longer serving. So that's kind of like cleaning out the junk drawer, cleaning out the closet, cleaning out your space, cleaning out your car, jettisoning belief systems that no longer work. I had a lot of experiences over my time away of belief systems that people that I know are holding that aren't really working for them. And, you know, they said something about it. And I said, well, you can give yourself permission to jettison it, to let it go, to release that need to live by a belief system that's not working when you know it's not working. And you can let it go. You don't have to hold on to it just because you've had it a long time. Because, see, 75% of our belief systems are instilled in us before we're 2 years old. So a lot of them are nonverbal. So sometimes we run into those belief systems in life and experience, and we don't really realize they're there until we kind of bump against them. In one of the situations, an example of this would be a belief system that is like, how would you be a nice host or hostess if somebody was coming to town? I stayed with different friends for different parts of my trip. And two of the people that I stayed with made breakfast for me. I didn't ask for it. They just made breakfast for me. It was very kind and very sweet. And I graciously accepted. And it was just nice. You know, it was nice to have that experience. But the third person, when I told her that I had friends that made me breakfast, she goes, I didn't make you breakfast. And it was kind of a little humorous, but it was also just that awareness that, you know, what does that mean? You know, am I a bad friend or whatever? Now, that we did not talk about it on that deep level, but you see that there's belief systems around all three of the people I stayed with about how you handle when somebody's your visiting guest, right? And there's no wrong answer. The real thing for us is to ask ourselves, is it working? Is this a way that works for us? And there's all, and it can change. So it's just about having awareness, right? And then I also had an experience when it comes to, you know, what kind of belief systems we have, where I was helping take out the trash, and it was like, you don't have to do that. I'm like, well, I know I don't have to, and I want to, and I can, so I am, you know? And so there's all those things. We run into these little belief systems with each other all the time. Now, obviously there are some that are bigger. I have a couple I was working with many years ago, and I started working with them before they were married, when they were engaged. And the whole idea of working with me as a mentor was to continue to enhance their personal development and their growth and their lives. They did not come to me seeking help for a problem necessarily. They came seeking inspiration to really make their relationship even more profound and more powerful. And so they were doing really well and everything was going great. And then they get married and they go on this amazing honeymoon. And even though the bride's mom was a little bit on the high maintenance side, you know, and there's always the family drama around weddings, everything between them seemed to go really well. And so they come back, they went out of the country and they come back. And then they were back in town maybe a week. And the bride calls me and says, you can't say anything, but I'm just really having a hard time. And she was telling me about a hard time she was having with boundaries and who should do what and responsibility in the home and all those kinds of things. And it was largely around taking out the trash and who does the dishes and and who should cook dinner, and all the things that most of us take for granted. So I said, well, have you talked about it? Have you, you know, how has this worked? And she didn't have a whole lot of answers. They hadn't really talked about it. They just assumed. And so I said, well, have some conversations. And, you know, if you want to, I'm happy to sit down with both of you. We'll get it sorted out. It's no problem. And so she said, okay. And I hadn't heard from her for about a week. And then pretty soon the husband calls me with similar situations, not about the house necessarily, but about their roles as husband and wife and parents. They weren't pregnant yet, but they wanted to be, and they were having those discussions. Well, time unfolded a little bit and we all ended up talking. And what they discovered was that they thought that they both had the same belief systems. They were raised in similar type of households growing up, and they were raised in the same town. There were so many similarities that in each person's mind, the other person was just like them and saw the world the same way. And the truth is, that was not the case. In fact, no two people see the world the same way. And so they had to do some discussion and adjustment. The moment they gave themselves permission to actually talk about it and not be resentful and not expect the person to do it their way, but to say, okay, well, how can we work together to come up with the best way for us now? And so one of the things we talked about to keep their joy alive and to keep their marriage happy and for them to be individually happy was to create new experiences and new traditions, new things that matter that are unique to the two of them as a couple that will then also translate into their family as they have children. And so we talked about options for different kinds of traditions that they can have. And they adopted several and they made up some of their own. And now many years later, those beginning traditions that happened right after they got married are still alive in their family today. And their children see it all as and experience all these traditions as a way to be happy and joyful and connected in the family system. So what they did is they took this kind of collision of one set of belief systems running into another set of belief systems. And rather than fighting or running or arguing, they both stayed open-minded and looked at things and explored different ways of doing things and found a common ground that was even more amazing for both of them. And so sometimes out of our challenges, or I call them kind of the static or rub of life, something more beautiful can emerge if we're open to it and we allow things to happen. In order to be open, it's important that we jettison what's not serving us. If it's not serving, we have to let it go. And then we have to omit the things that we're doing, thinking, saying that get in the way. And then we have to remember that we have to yield to timing. And, you know, because they didn't create all this overnight, the challenge with these belief system collisions didn't happen in a week. It took a little bit of time and it took some effort and some work for everybody to come together. But it worked. It happened. It just took a little time. And so we live in a society where a lot of people have delayed gratification problems. We think that everything should happen right away. And if it doesn't happen right away, then there's something wrong, or somebody's in trouble or something like that. Well, the truth is, sometimes things take time to percolate, to kind of incubate. You know, you don't plant a seed in your garden and go out and harvest it the next day. And if you go plant your seed and you wait for the little sprout to come up and you try to pull it up to make it grow faster, you'll kill it. So there's a perfect timing as long as we're open-minded and we're doing the next right thing. So I always say, suit up, show up, do the next right thing. And if we keep showing up and we keep doing the next right thing, and we're willing to jettison from our lives what's not working, and we're willing to omit from our lives the things that are getting in our way, and we're willing to pay attention to timing, then we end up with process and results that are magical and amazing and beyond what we could understand or even conceive of in the beginning of the journey. In fact, this couple that I just mentioned, they every once in a while will comment about how they were in the beginning and kind of laughing, like, you know, they were so grateful that they had already started their journey of transforming individually and collectively within their relationship before they were married. And that because they were open-minded, when the collision started, that collision's my word, when all of the stuff started, they were able to say, huh, this is really curious. What's going on here? And they gave themselves permission to seek a solution, to seek a higher, better way. So the curiosity pays off. So when you are joyful and joy is running the show and you're letting that natural inner state of joy that you have, when you're allowing it to be your navigator, if you will, then it gives you room to be curious, to pay attention on different levels, to ask questions, to sit and see and notice things that are important. It allows you to focus. And you want your focus to be on the highest good for all concerned. And all includes you. And let me say that again, the highest good for all concerned. So for everybody in your arena to have the highest good, whatever that is. Because each one of us has blind spots and static and junk that gets in the way that we have to be willing to jettison. Each one of us has things to work through, and that's okay. What really matters is that we give ourselves permission to hold that focus for the highest good for all concerned, and we allow ourselves to feel that joy that comes from freeing ourselves from that bondage of that baggage, the baggage of the old junk that no longer serves us, the old stuff that's been hanging around that we don't even realize is there or is just boring. So this episode is one that reminds us that joy, our natural state, when we clear the way of all the junk we've piled on top of that inner fire, when we clear away the junk, we end up with our heart's desire, our inner fire, coming alive better, more fully. That gives us permission to live our focus, live our vision, live our mission with integrity, with honesty, and most of all, with vitality. So I hope this has helped. I learned a lot about it. I was reminded about these things on my trip. It was really so much fun because I got to experience so many different things with so many different people, and it was very enlivening and it was very fun. And it reminded me that when we live in that joy is our natural state, when we live in that way and we keep allowing ourselves to let go of things that aren't serving us, we become more authentic, more alive, and more amazing. That's how it works. So remember, jettison what doesn't work. Omit those things that are in your way, you know, and then let yourself yield to the better, higher timing of things. Let yourself start seeing what's going on, okay? So until the next episode of Someone Gets Me, remember that joy is your natural state. Keep your face to the sun so the shadows fall behind you, because you, my friend, are a rock star. You're here on purpose with a mighty purpose that lets your heart sing with that joy. So go out there and let yourself be free of the bondage of the baggage. Allow yourself to continue to be more amazing, more beautiful, more magnificent, more vital from the inside out than you could ever imagine, simply by dropping those things that no longer serve you. As always, feel free to email me or contact me, and I'm happy to have a conversation about this or anything else you'd like to talk about. Until the next episode of Someone Gets Me, be well. Are you tired of searching for someone to understand you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, and talented. I share my insights and teachings, and you can connect with others in a real, authentic, safe forum. So join us today. Someone Gets Me.